What's up, everybody? Hey, what's happening? What's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Keynote Cafe. Today's edition of the Keynote Cafe with your host, Lavelle Powell, composer, producer, songwriter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, okay? The man who does it all, pretty much, huh? Lavelle Powell. Hey, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here on the show. Today, we have a very special guest. Today, Ronnie Moss. Ronnie Moss, everybody. If you don't know who Ronnie Moss is, I'm going to tell you right now. Ronnie Moss is a member of one of the greatest groups to ever grace the music industry ever. The Spinners, everybody. The Spinners. The Spinners are a tremendous group that has a long list of hits to their credit, hits that people today still enjoy and listen to, and the songs sound like they're fresh off the market even today, huh? Could it be I'm Falling in Love, Rubber Band Man, what are the other ones? So many other ones, Mighty Love, I'll Be Around, huh? It's a shame, and the list goes on and on. The Spinners is one of my favorite groups, and I'm so privileged to be able to interview Ronnie Moss, who's one of the premier members of the group, one of the prominent members of the group. Based on what I be seeing, this guy got some pipes on him. This guy can blow. This guy has a voice on him. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna jump right into this interview with Ronnie Moss. But first, what we're gonna do is we're gonna play one of the many hits from the Spinners. Could it be I'm Falling in Love? Okay, we're gonna jump into that. After we get through with that one, then we're going to jump right into the interview with Ronnie Moss. Huh? How about that? Stay tuned right now.
Feel so strong.
Hey, man, so I know you're busy. I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but I know you one of them brothers that's always on the move, you know.
There's
but
no
Ronnie Moss, man, thank you, my brother, for taking time to talk with a brother, to come on to the Keynote Cafe and let me pick your brain a little bit, you know.
No problem, man.
So, you know, I'm just going to start off with it, man. You know, you are a member of one of the most iconic groups to ever enter the industry, right? And a group that has such a string of massive hits. The Rubber Band Man, I'll Be Around, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, all these big hits, man, and way more than what I can think of the number to name. And here you are, man, one of the premier members of the group, you know. How does that feel, brother? I mean, it has to do something for you.
Man, it's like you strike gold.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it wasn't something that I was really digging for. I was always doing things, but this came up and I was like, really, are you sure you got the right, you know?
Yeah.
It was just like that. So, but it feels so good, and it's been really wonderful and a blessing.
Good. Cause I was going to ask, man, like, wow, like, how did you find yourself catching the attention of such a major group like that? And the first thing I thought of was okay, so this guy clearly has the goods where it impresses them, right, to bring him on board. So I'm glad that you answered that question for me, man. You know, so how long have you been performing with the group now?
9 years. I think it's okay. Been some almost 9 years, over 9 years. And, you know, I meant to tell you that I am from Flint, Michigan.
Okay. Okay.
And they're based out of Detroit. So I've always done stuff in Detroit, live things in Detroit. I've worked out of major studios in Detroit. And they remembered me from a lot of that.
Okay. So for the benefit of those who are going to be tuning in, listening and watching the show, can you give like a little bit more brief background on the Spinners? Just some brief backstory on them.
Well, the Spinners started in 54.
Okay.
They go way back. And then they was with, they started out, I think it's Tri-Five Records, I think it was. They ended up in Motown. And Motown, they were with Motown a short time. I think they did That's, I don't know, if, I can't, I'm trying to remember if they did That's What Girls Are Made For on Motown. I believe it was Motown or it was the other label, but they did that. It was under Harvey Fuqua, which is the Tri-Fi Records. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was their one of their first big hits. That's What Girls Are Made For. And then they were with Motown. And they were kind of like the stepchild of Motown. They really didn't get a lot of attention until It's a Shame that was written by Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And then they did that. And they did that, and then after that, they didn't do a whole lot with Motown. Then that's when Aretha Franklin told them about Atlantic Records, and okay. That's when they went to Atlantic Records to sum it all up. And that's where all the hits came from, other than those two before that.
Okay. Yeah, man, that's interesting. I did not know that Stevie Wonder had wrote that track. It's a Shame. I didn't know that.
It sat on the shelf for a long time before he wrote it for him, and then they finally did it. And and that, you know, that was history.
The rest is history, as they say, huh?
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
So I wondered, man, like when you found out, you know, it was confirmed that you were going to be a member of the group, you know, were you under any pressure at all to live up to their expectations?
Yes, because, you know, I've always sang in singing groups in the past. I mean, you know, I'm also a percussionist also, but I've always sang in singing groups. And we did, you know, most singing groups basically do things a certain way, and it all equals the same. You know, they step the same,
yeah.
They sing the same harmony, you know, this, that. But when I got with the Spinners, I kind of took it lightly. I was like, I got this. You okay. know, I got this. And then, well, I went to rehearsal. I never forget. And I started watching them do the routines. And I sat back and I was like, I don't know. This is going to be rough.
Yeah.
And so, because we do things kind of different from most groups. Our timing is different. You know, the Spinners was taught by Charlie Atkins. Charlie Atkins taught, you know, he did routines for OJ's, Temptations.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And this goes on. Charlie Atkins is a legend. He's a legend. And so, so a lot of the steps, if you even look at our routines and the older Spinners routines, they're the same routines. Okay. And then the harmonies are different too. So it definitely, long story short, it was different for me. Okay. And it took me a little while, but I got it.
So that's good to know, man. I had no idea. It's so, I think it's great how so many things are connected, you know, how the guy, Charles Atkins?
Charlie Atkins.
You know, I'll have to look him up, man. I feel
it's
bad.
Charlie.
Okay. Uh-huh. make sure I use the correct pronunciation of that. You know, I had to look that guy up because I feel bad that I don't know more about him, because obviously that's like serious contribution to the industry, you know, on behind the scenes side that I think that more people should know about.
Yes. He was a legend, man. He taught, like I said, if you look at the OJs, look at their steps, and he taught the Temps, and there's several other artists I don't know, but he was definitely a legend.
Hey, it's all good. That's just life, man. I've had that happen to me plenty of times, man. It's just, I don't know, man. My computer's been doing that stuff too the past few days. It was just like my email was just locked.
Yes.
Freeze up. Yes. Didn't do nothing.
Yes. I don't know. But okay, so, hey, man.
That's all good, man. That's just the enemy trying to stop this good interview taking place, you know? That's all it is. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that guy with them two horns trying to get in the way of this thing.
Definitely. We got this, man.
Absolutely, man. As you know, my next question, man, is clearly, when the spinners perform, you guys do like great performances, and it's not just singing involved. You know, there's also, as you mentioned, like the dance moves and other things like that. You have to know how to move an audience and drive an audience and stuff like that. So I wanted to know, when preparing for a show, is there like a standard routine that the spinners go through to prep for their performances?
No. It's kind of funny because, you know, we do so many shows to everything is like natural to us.
Okay.
And, but the best thing for us, what we do is rest. We get good rest. And then before the show, we definitely go through our prayer. And then we just kind of meditate is what we go off into our own areas and we just kind of meditate. And then once the band strikes up, it just makes our blood flow better and we get into it, you know.
Yeah.
That's basically how that works.
That's cool, man. That's cool. So, I mean, and you know, and it works because you have, I don't think that there's nobody definitely in generations after me, you know, like who are younger than me, who don't, if they don't know the band, they know music or something by the Spinners, right? It's like, it's nothing that, it's no way that any of the work from the Spinners can miss anybody's ears, right? They have so much stuff out. They're long lasting hits that cover generations, you know? And right. I wanted to know from you, you know, how does it feel to have so many people, to see so many people time after time just turn out, you know, in record numbers to see you guys? You know, how does that feel to you?
It feels awesome because we have now we're getting young college kids come to see us.
Okay.
Because they are familiar with the songs and the stories we get is, oh, my parents, we had to clean the house on Saturdays and they had the Spinners music playing, or our grandparents had the Spinners music playing. And then a lot of times, like when we're on flights, I may sit next to someone that's younger than me and I may ask them, we get in the conversation, I said, well, have you ever heard of the Spinners? And a lot of times they'll say no.
Okay.
So then I'll say, okay, well, and they'll say, well, what have you guys put out? And the first thing I always come to mind is, could it be I'm Falling in Love?
Oh yeah.
When I say that, they start singing.
Oh yeah.
And it's funny, and they're college kids, or Rubber Band Man, or I'll say Sadie, and they'll say, well, didn't Tupac put that out? I said, no. That was our song. You know, he just redid it. You know, right. And then there's several other artists that did it, you know, so, yep.
That, and see, that's what I'm saying, you know. It's like there's nobody who has not heard or in some way, man, been impacted by the Spinners music, you know. So that's exactly what I was getting at, man. Yeah, So I understand that. So you also, are you also a solo artist as well?
Yes, I am. I was a solo artist before the Spinners.
Okay.
So I just kept it going and that's what I'm doing. I do that too. Especially now that we were down because of the pandemic. I just got back into the studio and started creating. And then I had a producer who worked with me, John, excellent guitarist, man. And he produced me on the, a lot of the music. And it worked out real nice.
So is the, I don't know for sure, is the most recent work, the one Keep On Stabbing?
Yes, yes, that's John. That's me and John. Yep,
man.
Sure
let me tell you something, man. Let me, in case you don't know, brother, that is a hot track, man. I downloaded that track, man, and I know I'm not even playing, man. I know I played that track like 15 times, man, consecutively, right? Because it's such an addictive groove, man, and it's a feel good song. It just makes you feel good, you know. If you have one of them days where, you know, maybe you were stressed out or something working or what have you, that song will help you unwind and just feel good, man. Make whatever you went through not even, no, it won't be anything to you, man, anymore. You know?
Thanks.
That's a hot track, man.
Thanks.
My wife listened to it; she loves it.
It's played in the UK and all over the place, as you know, and they really, really love that song. So it's been great. It's been great.
That song is hot, man. I love it, man.
I'll let him know that too.
Yeah, definitely let him know, man, because my ears can't get enough of that one. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Thank you. Thanks.
So you know, so with all the technological advances, all the things that have been taking place in this industry, you know, they have had various types of impacts, you know, on the industry. You know, some people sort of have their different perceptions about what they think about it, you know. But I wanted to know from you, as far as these changes that have taken place, do you think that they have made it easier for artists to get in the industry or more difficult?
It's, you know what? It's easier if you are, it's easier if you are computer savvy, if you are more technical savvy, because now you can actually get on there and create and actually put your own stuff out there and test it in the waters, because you know, back in the day you had to be what they call discovered.
Yeah, you know, how about that?
And so now you can do it, man. I mean, if you got to drive, it's much easier. It's much easier. You know, you just got to have a heart and just know that you can make this happen. And the public will let you know. Either
That's
way.
Sure will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that. I think that overall, it's an easier opportunity out there to get noticed, and you don't have to, you're not so much at the mercy of the label per se. You can kind of build your own steam, you know, and kind of make your own way, and then maybe a label may want to get involved in sort of helping further your career, you know, and you may want that and you may not, depending on where you end up after you've pushed yourself in, as an independent artist, you know. So I agree with that. I think that it's definitely a good time to get into the industry. And then with all the technology and things you have at your fingertips you can use, you know, and then building a nice network of people who can sort of help you out in those areas where you may not per se have the knowledge yet, you know. So I think it's easier to get out there and get noticed, man. So I agree with that statement. I appreciate you commenting on that as well.
Yes, definitely. You know, we the Spinners, we just completed an album, a new album.
All right, I was gonna ask you that.
Yeah, and it is we actually signed with the company, and I'm not sure when it's gonna be released, but it will be released very soon. Very nice CD. Is like 16 songs.
Oh wow.
And it is awesome, man, and it is definitely awesome.
Okay. Yep. I was certainly going to ask that, like, what new project that the Spinners had in the works, man. So that's, hey, everybody listening in, yeah, stay tuned, all right? You got some more nice legendary Spinners music that's getting ready to hit the waves, man, hit the markets, you know? So definitely keep your ears and eyes open for that.
Yep, it's definitely nice, man. I mean, we had writers out of L.A. and Michigan, and it is definitely nice. We had Preston Glass. You know Preston Glass?
I know that name. I definitely know that name.
He's a big producer. He did a lot with Whitney, all kind of people, and so he produced it.
Okay. Now, is this your first project with the band as far as a new album, or have you done previous albums with them?
No, this is the first Spinners album that I've done.
Okay. Spinners. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's like a whole another element of being a part of history on your part, man.
Oh, it's definitely, we crossed that line, and I'm so happy. We sure did. And we recorded it with Henry, the legendary Henry Fambro. So
okay.
It is nice. Uh-huh.
I definitely cannot wait to hear that, man. And again, you know, I'm always impressed with groups like the Spinners and the Temptations and groups like that have just maintained this enduring presence in the industry and inspired like countless generations and countless legions of fans, you know, even people who they may not even be aware, just like you said on the airplane with the gentleman who did not necessarily know the Spinners' name, but certainly heard the music, you know. There are so many people who are inspired by the Spinners and you guys. And it's just, I'm always so in awe and impressed by that because, I mean, you just don't have that with a lot of the groups that have come afterwards. You know, those staples like the groups that I just named, you and the Temptations and the OJs and groups like that who they just have that staying part power and they're relevant, you know, across generations, you know. So I for one am just grateful to be another person in a generation who gets to experience and enjoy the Spinners music. You know, my dad, you know, he knew about the Spinners. You know, he's the one who introduced me to the Spinners, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just my son, I'm looking forward to this passing that on to him because this is important stuff. This is like history, man. You know, so it's important to help keep that going, you know? So I'm very impressed and in awe with you and the Spinners, man, and you guys collectively. I just, man, thanks, man. And you don't even know how this feels to be able to talk to you, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate that deeply.
Yeah, it's cool because even like people younger than you, I'll get them like this. I'll say, okay, did you see Transformers? Last year, yeah, I saw Transformers. You remember when they were sitting in the ship and they were singing Rubber Band Man? Yeah, that's the Spinners.
There you go.
I get them all the time. It's funny.
Surprise, I was hypnotized. Sound this cat put down. When I saw this short bad guy puts a man between his toes. They all laugh so hard cause the bad guy down when it finally reaches his nose. On the world, did he learn that? Stuff do we think we can stand? So much rhythm, grace, debonair for one man. Oh no! And then he had the nerve to wiggle his left to the night. He got a feeling in his head, y'all.
But it's an honor, you know, especially when we perform with artists like Gladys Knight, OJ's, Temps, the Four yeah. Tops. We're on different shows together, and it feels good to do that.
That has to be, exhilarating is probably not even a strong enough word. That has to do something, man, like for you, you know, and just it's just great, man. So I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me and give me some insight. And I just look forward to hearing that new project from the Spinners and anything else that's coming out after that and anything that you're working on. Hey, brother, just keep me updated on everything, man, because I certainly would like to help with the marketing and things like that, you know.
Okay, I definitely will.
All right. Hey, God bless you, man, your family, man. And enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right, my brother.
God bless. All right. Bless. Take care. Okay.
So what a great interview, huh? What a great interview. Ronnie Moss, thank you, my brother. Thank you, man, very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to have a conversation with me on the Keynote Cafe about your wonderful career and about the Spinners. I mean, hey, I know that you have to be on cloud nine, man, for all the years you've been with them. You have to be still on that same level, right, of enthusiasm and excitement about being with such a great history-making group, the Spinners, man, one of the greatest to ever do it. Thank you again, Ronnie Moss. I want to thank all of my fans for tuning in on a regular basis. And to any new people who tune in, I thank you as well. The show is steadily gaining momentum. It's been doing very well on some of the podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts and many of the other ones as well. So I'm very thankful to my fans and to the audiences that tune in to watch the Keynote Cafe and to listen to the Keynote Cafe on a weekly basis. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Yep, we try to bring you guests, some of the top-notch guests and independent artists and guests who have been out there for many years. Both categories of artists have accumulated a wealth of knowledge. And I love having them pass on the things that they've learned and some of their experiences to you, so that whatever it is you want to do, whether it's music or whatever your career path is taking you, some of these the information that these people come on here and share will be something that you can use as a guide, you know, to kind of help you along in case you face certain challenges or anything like that you may encounter, to kind of, you know, reflect on how they handled it, and that'll help you to understand what you might need to do to get closer to your goal and ultimately achieve your goal, whatever that might be. So that's one of the main purposes of this show, to inspire people, not just artists, but people who have dreams and aspirations and things that they would like to do. So that's what we're here for. And that and me as an admirer of music and all who practice it, you know, and in all facets of the industry, I'm just so thrilled to speak with them and to get some knowledge from them and to maybe even share some knowledge with them, you know, for me, you know. So this is just a show that I'm very happy to do, and I'm very happy to see that it's beginning to gain even more popularity worldwide. One of the radio stations, one of the record companies that also airs the show weekly, they have recently had a huge jump, right, in their listening audience. It's gone up from 8 million, more than 8 million worldwide, up to over 38 million daily listeners worldwide. So that means that the Keynote Cafe now has access to an additional 30 million daily listeners, right? So what a tremendous accomplishment on the part of Dr. Glenn Reese and the Moth FM, and I want to take time out to congratulate him on all the many things that he's been accomplishing lately. Great guy, wonderful person to know, and just an all-around genuine guy, you know. So, Dr. G, you're the greatest, man. Appreciate you. So, hey, so the Keto Cafe, as I mentioned in some previous episodes, you know, we're working on trying to improve the show to make it all the more appealing. And, you know, because some of the stuff is still in its beginning stages, I can't really go into a great deal of detail, but we're just trying to improve some things. We're going to be probably in the before and after interview footage. We'll probably be kind of hosting the show from various locations, so you can kind of see where we're at, you know, to kind of give you an idea, maybe some places you may want to travel to, you know, and check out, if you happen to be in that area, okay? So that's one thing we're going to do, and we're going to be incorporating several other things into the show that I think that you guys are going to really enjoy. Hey, if you have not done so, please go to www.thekeynotecafe.com. You can go on there and learn more about the show, more about me. And also on there, there are several membership plans, right, that you can take advantage of. Those plans will all contribute to the many things that we're doing to continually improve this show, and, you know, to pay the people who are involved in bringing the show to you on a weekly basis, and just overall improve the quality of the experience that you have watching and listening to the show. So those membership plans, please take advantage of them. Any one of them will be a tremendous help to the show and everybody who's involved on a weekly basis in bringing this wonderful experience to you. So again, www.thekeynotecafe.com. And yes, we are on social media. You'll find us on Instagram at The Keynote Cafe. You'll also find us on Facebook at The Keynote Cafe. We'll be doing some additional social media platforms, and we'll be announcing those once those are set up as well. But I just want to thank every one of you for tuning in. I know I said it before, but I can't thank you enough. And I want you to know that everything that I do with this show and everyone else that's involved with this show, we all do it for you, to give you something wonderful to experience, you know? So I look forward to seeing you next week. We're going to have another special guest, and I'll let you know about that. Just keep your eye on social media. We'll be announcing who that next guest is, and when that person is announced, I'm sure you guys are going to be very happy, okay? So we will see you next week. Thank you again for tuning in. This is Lavelle Powell, and you've been watching and listening to The Keynote Cafe. Until next week, have a great day now.
understand, I ain't much of a rocker, brother. But truth I learned since the time I was a child. Ooh, yeah. Wow, wow.